Brilliant. We're going to have our Bible reading now. We're actually going to read from three places in the Bible. Does anyone like doing dot-to-dot drawings? Has anyone done those? Yeah, I love doing dot-to-dot drawings. And what we're going to do today is we're going to kind of read three bits of the Bible that are like three dots, and we're going to trace them all together. So, children, if you just listen, adults, the first one is just the commandments, so you might want to look up Mark 14 to start with. But let me read from these places. Children, listen really carefully and see if you can see how we're joining some dots up. So the first is Exodus 6, chapter 20, and verse 16, which says, and you should be able to say this with me, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbour." And then I'm going to flick over to Mark, chapter 14, and we're going to read a story there about the Lord Jesus. "They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, elders, and teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so they could put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony," there's the dot, "against him. We heard him say, 'I will destroy this man-made temple, and in 3 days will build another not made by man.' Yet even then, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, 'Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?' But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, 'Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?' 'I am,' said Jesus. 'And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.' The high priest tore his clothes. 'Why do we need any more witnesses?' he asked. 'You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?' They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said, 'Prophesy.' And the guards took him and beat him." And then one more reading we're going to have, this time from a letter in the New Testament called Colossians. But see again if you can spot the dots that we're joining up. And it's just two verses, Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. And it says, "Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator." This is God's word to us today. Now, it's a warm morning, so we're going to have to work really hard to listen well. So children, would you sit up nice and straight? Everything you need is going to be behind me over here. Adults, if you'd like to open your Bibles again to Exodus chapter 20, to the Ten Commandments, that's where we'll be this morning. Now, this morning, we're going to be looking at which command, which number? Number 9. Brilliant. Now, can I have your help in remembering it? We've already learned it once this morning, but could you say it with me one more time? Shall I put it up, or do you think you can say it without the... Well, should we say it together? "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbour." Here's the 9th commandment. Now, there's lots of complicated words in there, which we'll think about in a minute. But the thing we need to remember together is that this is an instruction from the Lord, which means it's from Jesus, to his rescued people. And it's got lots of complicated words, but maybe it'll help you if we put it like this. The 9th commandment is saying, "Do not lie to get others into trouble." Could you say that one with me? Do not lie to get others into trouble. That's really what Jesus is talking about. Now, to help us think about this instruction from Jesus to his rescued people this morning, I want to think about two teams. The first team is what I want to call the truth team. Now, I know it looks remarkably like a Chelsea shirt to some of you, but you just have to work with it at the moment. So this is the truth team. So what sort of noise would you make for a good team, a truth team? Give me the sort of noise. Let's make it together. Let's go. Yay! So that's the truth team in this corner. And over here, we've got
the lies team, which I know looks remarkably like a Liverpool shirt, but you'll just have to work with that as well. Okay, so this is the lies team, and this is the truth team. And these two teams are going to help us think this morning about this command. And the reason that's the case is that all of us in this room, whoever we are, however old we are, play for one of these two teams. We either play for the truth team, or we play for the lies team. So let's have a think about this instruction using these two commands. Now, the first thing I want us to see about this instruction is that it teaches us that Jesus is the captain of the truth team. Should we say that one together? Jesus is the captain of the truth team. So let me just put Jesus' name up over here because he's the captain. Let's put his name over there. So Jesus is the captain of the truth team because his words, this is his instruction, shows us something about Jesus. It shows us that truth really matters to Jesus. So imagine that every week I stood up here, I said to you, now listen, I've got to talk to you about chocolate for a few minutes because chocolate is just really yummy. And next time you come to church, I would love it if you brought me a bar of chocolate. And every time you come to speak to me after church, I start to talk to you about chocolate. What would you think was important to me? Ollie, what do you think is important to me if I talk about chocolate all the time? It's tricky. What's important? Chocolate's important to me because I talk about it. My words show what's important to me. Or imagine that I talked about football all the time. Now, that's not going to happen. But imagine that I did, and I talked about my team, and I talked about, you know, the fact that they'd scored so many goals and all those kind of things. And that's all I ever talked to you about. What would it show was important to me? Football. The words I talk about, the things I say, show what's important to me. And as we listen to this instruction from Jesus, it's an instruction that shows us that truth matters to Jesus. Jesus loves the truth. He loves what's right. Now, why does it show us that truth matters to Jesus? Why does it matter to Jesus? Because he is captain of the, what team? The truth team. Jesus always, always spoke the truth. In John's gospel, we're told that Jesus came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, let me get a glass over here. I want you to imagine for a moment that this glass is Jesus. And the water in here is truth. And hopefully, you're not going to spill this. But Jesus came from the Father, came to earth. And what's he full of? He's full of truth. He didn't spill any truth. In fact, it did. It overflowed. Because every time you heard Jesus speak, he was speaking the truth. So I know some of you are jealous of that because it's a very hot day. So, Jesus is full of truth. He came from the Father full of truth. And that means he always speaks the truth. He overflowed with the truth. All his words were true. And what that means is that Jesus never told a lie to hurt someone else. So have a think about this for a moment. Once upon a time, Jesus was your age, some of you who are little. And Jesus, we're told in the Bible, had other brothers and sisters. Now think about your home or your friendship group. He lived in a village and he would have had friends that he played with. Jesus never told a lie to get his brothers or sisters into trouble. Jesus never told a lie about his friends that he played with. He never got his brothers and sisters into trouble with Mary. That's amazing, isn't it? Because that's not what we're like. But Jesus is captain of the truth team. Because Jesus always tells the truth. Jesus is the one who's never lied to hurt somebody else. And what that means is that we can always believe what Jesus tells us. We can always listen to Jesus. This command, this instruction from Jesus, shows us that he is full of truth, that he loves the truth. It teaches us that Jesus is captain of the what team? The truth team. But if there's a captain of the truth team, then there's also a captain of the, what team? The lies team. Jesus tells us that actually the devil is the captain
of the lies team. The devil, Jesus calls him a liar, the father of lies. The devil never speaks what's true. Jesus says that there's no truth in him. So if Jesus is full of truth, there's no room for anything else because he's full of truth. The devil has no truth in him at all. He always tells lies. And in fact, we're told that he was a murderer from the beginning, which means that he uses his words, his lies, to harm others, to kill others, to do them bad. The devil is the captain of the lies team, and Jesus is the captain of the truth team. The devil hates what's true. He hates what's right. And Jesus, well, he hates lies. He hates people who use their lies to do harm to others. He hates it because he's full of truth. And so the first thing as we look at this instruction together this morning from Jesus that we can learn is that it teaches us Jesus is the captain of the truth team because he is full of truth. He always spoke what is true. His words were always kind words. He never told lies to hurt others. Now, as I've thought about that this week, and as we're thinking about that this morning, that's made me pretty sad. Can I tell you why it's made me sad? Because it's helped me realize this week afresh that I've played for the lies team. Let me put me down here for a moment. It's helped me to realize that actually I've used my words to hurt others. I've told lies to harm others. And then as I thought about it a bit more, and as I thought about coming to speak up here this morning, it made me realize that actually all of us have played for the lies team. Can we say this together? All of us have played for the lies team. That's what we find as we look at this command. I've used my words to hurt others. So have a think about this, okay? Especially the little ones. Grown-ups, you'll have to think about this a bit more. But have you ever told a lie that goes something like this? Mom, Dad, Freddie pinched me. And he's being really mean to me. Will you get him away from me? Have you ever told a lie? Okay, maybe not about Freddie, because you might not know a Freddie. But have you ever told a lie about that? About to your mum or dad? Just to get someone in trouble? And do you know what? Freddie gets in big trouble because you've told a lie. Or maybe you've said something like, Mom, Dad, Peter's calling me rude names. Get him out of my room. Please, get him out. He's being horrible. And actually what you've done is you've told a lie to harm your brother or your sister. Or perhaps you've done it at school. Maybe at school you've broken something and you panic and you're like, miss, it was Harry. Harry broke it. And you've got Harry into big trouble because of your words. We've all used our words, haven't we, to hurt others. And that's what we're being told. It shows me as I look at this command from Jesus, this instruction, it shows me that I've played for the lies team. But it's not just our lies, is it, that we use to hurt others? Because actually it's all sorts of words that we can say to others that really hurt them. So grown-ups, we use words like slander and gossip. But what that means is that we've said something nasty. So hands up if you've ever said something that's about somebody else without them hearing it. So you've said, oh, do you know what, That's Susie. She's really, really horrible. We shouldn't go and speak to her. And you've told a lie about someone. Or hands up if you've ever called someone a name to their face. The reality is, this shows us that we've played for the lies team because we've used our words to hurt others. Words hurt. Amy, can I borrow you for a second? I'm going to borrow Amy because it looks less like child abuse if I do it to my own child. Amy, jump up here for a second. Thanks, princess. Come over here. So we all know the reality, don't we, that our words can hurt others. Now, Amy, as some of you know, I work with teenagers, and sometimes with teenagers we play a game of something called Would You Rather, which is where you give people two horrible scenarios, and they have to pick which one they'd rather happen to them.
And so, Amy, I'm going to give you a would you rather. Would you rather this morning that I swing this bat and whack you as hard as I can? Or would you rather that I called you something really horrible in front of all these people? You'd rather I whacked you with the bat. Well, actually, I'm not going to do that. It's because it's a bit of a trick question. You can sit down. I wasn't expecting that. The reality is that we know that words can hurt, don't we? And some of the grown-ups, let me tell you a little rhyme that some of the grown-ups would have known. There's a rhyme that says, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, a bat will break your bones, but words will never hurt me." But that's just not true, because words really, really hurt. And in fact, in a book of the Bible called Proverbs, it says that someone who uses their lying words to hurt someone else is like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow. Because our words can really, really hurt others. And so as I look at this command this morning, I am being reminded that I have played for the lies team. I've used my words to hurt others. I haven't used my words to be kind to others like Jesus does, the captain of the truth team. And so this word, this command this morning is a bit like looking into a mirror. I meant to bring a mirror this morning, but I forgot to. But you know when you look in a mirror, it shows you what you're like? Well, this command, this instruction from Jesus shows us what we're like. Because as I look at this instruction, it shows me that I've played for the lies team. We've all played for the lies team. We've all used our words to cause somebody else some harm. Maybe even this morning you've come here and you've used your words already today to hurt somebody. Maybe you've used your words to call someone something nasty. Maybe you've used your words to lie about somebody. We've all used our words to hurt others. And so this instruction from Jesus, as I've thought about it for myself this week, has reminded me that I've sinned. It's reminded me that I have not lived as Jesus made me to live. He's my creator. He is the captain of the truth team, and he made me to tell the truth, but I have lived a life where I have lied, and I have used my words to hurt others. And it reminds me that I'm in big trouble with Jesus. Jesus, who hates lies, is the one who will punish those who've used their words to hurt others. And so actually, as I look at this command this week, and maybe for you this morning as we've started to think about it a bit, and as it's made me realize I've played for the lies team, it makes me feel very sad. It makes me feel sad at the times that I've used my words to hurt others. It makes me feel sad that I haven't been like Jesus, the one who always tells the truth. But if you feel sad this morning about that, then the good news is that there's a rescue plan. So can you remind me, who does Jesus say this instruction to? Who does Jesus say? Who are the Ten Commandments for? Do you remember? We've said it lots of times on a Sunday morning. Anyone? Who are they for? Yeah. For us, yeah. They're for who particularly, though? They're for Jesus's... What's the word we've been using? Do you remember? It begins with a R. Amy? Jesus has rescued people. That's right. So the command shows me how great Jesus is and how much truth matters to him. It shows me that I have played for the lies team. But it also reminds me that there's a rescue plan. Because Jesus who came from the Father full of... What did he come full of? He came full of truth. He came full of truth and he lived a life here that he told no lies. The Lord Jesus came on a rescue plan to rescue people like me who play for the lies team and to bring me to be part of his team. The Lord Jesus is the one who came and he looked like he was being beaten by the lies team. We read that, didn't we, in Mark's gospel, that they gave false testimony against Jesus. He came and he was lied about and he was nailed to a cross. Why? So that he could swap places with someone like me who's played for the lies team. The Lord Jesus took the punishment that I deserve for being a liar, for using my words to harm others. The Lord Jesus was the one who was lied against so that he could rescue people like me and make me part of his truth team. Even though it looked like the Lord Jesus was beaten by the lies team, the great Jesus, the captain of the truth team, rose again. And he can rescue us today from the lies team and bring us to be part of his truth team. He has changed the team I play for. The Bible tells us that anyone on the lies team who looks to the Lord Jesus and says, Jesus, I've sinned against you. I've told lies. I've used my words to hurt others. I've played for the lies team. Please forgive me. Anyone who does that, Jesus will rescue from the lies team. And he will bring to be part of his truth team. Isn't that a wonderful rescue story? And so let me ask you this morning, have you asked Jesus to rescue you? Have you asked Jesus to rescue you from the lies team that we naturally play for and to bring you to be part of his truth team? Have you said to Jesus, sorry that I've used my words to hurt others? Sorry for the lies I've told. Sorry for those names I've called people. Sorry for the times that I've used my lies and my gossip to make other people look bad, but me look good. Jesus, I'm sorry. Please rescue me to be part of your truth team. The Bible tells us that everyone who calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. They'll be rescued and become part of his rescued people and play for the truth team. And that leads me to the third and final thing. So what have we seen so far? So who's the captain of the truth team?
Jesus.
I can't hear you, kids. What are you saying? Who's the captain of the truth team?
Jesus
is the captain of the truth team. Truth really matters to Jesus. He's the Son of God, and God does not lie. And yet, what team have we played for? We've all played for the lies team. But those that Jesus rescues now play for his truth team. And that means the third thing about this instruction that we can think about this morning is that Jesus tells his rescued people to speak the truth in love. So this is an instruction. We come all the way back. This is an instruction to Jesus' rescued people. And I want you to think about something for a moment. Imagine that tomorrow morning, I'm going to ask you to change schools. Okay? So tomorrow morning, you're going to go to a completely different school. Now, lots of things are going to have to change, aren't they? Some of you are actually going to a different school in a few months' time. But what sort of things might change if you have to go to a different school? Anyone, what sort of things would have to change? Yeah. Your uniform. There's one thing that's going to have to change. So you can't go to your new school in your old uniform because you look silly. Okay? That's thing number one. Yep. Ethan. Your friends will change. Yep. What else will change? What's that? Your class will change. That's right. So you'll get a whole new group of people to learn with. Yep. Your teacher will change. Stuff will change. What's that? Stuff. That's as general as I speak. That's good. What else, Adam? Your head teacher will change. That's right. So you can see that if you have to change schools, all sorts of things change. Now, it's the same when Jesus rescues us from the lies team and brings us to be part of the truth team. All sorts of things change. He says that there's things we do differently. So just as in a school you'll have different friends and a different uniform and there's a different songs that you might sing and different ways of doing things. You might walk down the corridor a different way. So it is when you become part of Jesus' team. And that's why in the Bible we read that verse from Colossians together. Now it's a bit complicated, but let me read it to you one more time. It says this. Jesus says, "Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self and you have put on your new self." He says, don't lie to each other, but instead tell the truth, because we're now belonging to which team? The truth team. And we're to be like our captain, Jesus, who is the captain of the truth team, who is full of truth. So Jesus tells us that we should stop telling lies to hurt other people, and instead we should use our words to do other people good, to love them, to be kind to them. In John's Gospel, we're told that Jesus came from the Father full of grace and full of truth, which means that Jesus always used his words to bring life, to do good, to be kind. And so we must use our words to do kind things as well. So can I give you some help today? Here's what you should do. Before you open your mouth, okay, so no, you've got your mouth open. Shut your mouth. Here's a test, okay? Before you open your mouth, here is a help for thinking about things before you say them. So first of all, you want to ask, okay? So imagine you're really angry, you're in your room, you're mad at your brother, or you're mad with a friend, or something like this, or you're in a classroom. Before you open your mouth, you're going to say, is what's about to come out my mouth true? Is what I'm about to say truth? So did Freddie really pinch me? Yes or no? No. So I should not say Freddie pinched me. So that's the first thing. You stop and you think and you say, is it true? The other thing to say is it going to help the person I'm speaking to? Or is it going to hurt them? Jesus wants us to speak the truth in love. So you test whether it's going to hurt somebody or whether it's going to help them. The other thing to do is to test whether it's going to be a kind thing or an angry thing. We must use our words to speak truth in love. And I want to take you back just for a moment to Jesus, the captain of the truth team. Because if you go home and you read all the stories about Jesus, what you'll discover is that his words were really kind words. They were words that brought life to people. They were words, we're told actually that as people listened to his words, they were amazed. That means they were like, ah! They were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips, because he always spoke what was true and he always spoke what was right. Sometimes if we're going to be like Jesus, it will mean that we need to be very careful about the things we say to others. And sometimes it will mean that we need to zip up our mouths, and it means we will not have to say anything at all, because that might be the most loving thing to do. Now, here's a question for you as we finish, okay? If you've been rescued by Jesus, you now play for which team? Truth team. Does that mean that anyone who plays for the truth team will never, ever tell a lie? It doesn't, does it? We do still lie. Just as if you change schools, sometimes you'll do things the old way instead of the new way. You might walk down the corridor the wrong way. But that doesn't mean you belong to the old school. You still belong to your new school, but you've got something wrong. And if you tell a lie, if you've used your words even today to hurt somebody else, or you've said something angry, then there's two things we've got to remember this morning. The first is to be quick to say sorry to Jesus, the captain of the truth team. When we play for the truth team, when we've been rescued, we've got to be quick to say to Jesus, Jesus, I'm sorry I used my words to hurt others. I'm sorry I was hurtful with my words. Please forgive me. And Jesus, the captain of the truth team who came on this rescue mission to save people from the lies team, will be very quick to forgive. He died on a cross that all of our sins will be forgiven. So thing number one, you've got to be quick to say sorry. Can you say it a bit louder? You've got to be quick to say
sorry.
It's a word that doesn't come very freely in our house, so it's a word we've got to practice. So we'll say it one more time. We've got to say,
sorry.
And then the second thing you've got to remember is that Jesus, the captain of the truth team, is helping you to tell the truth. We're told in the Bible that Jesus, who is alive in heaven, sent his Holy Spirit to live inside us to help us tell the truth. Now, do you know what Jesus calls the Holy Spirit in the book of John? Do you know what he calls him? The spirit of, I'll give you a guess, spirit of truth. The spirit of truth has come to live in those that he's rescued to help us to be those who obey this command and who speak the truth in love. That's what we need to remember today. So can you help me remember these three things as we finish? So who's the captain of the truth team?
Jesus.
Who's played for the lies team? All of us have played for the lies team. And what must Jesus' rescued people do? We must be those who speak the truth in love. And we must press on with Jesus' help to do that. So let's bow our heads and let's pray together. Our God and our Father, we want to thank you this morning for Jesus, who is full of truth and full of grace. We're sorry that we haven't been like him. We're sorry that even today we've used our words to hurt others or to harm others. Father, thank you for Jesus, who came on a rescue mission to rescue people who've played for the lies team and to bring people like us into his truth team. Please may we know the help of the Spirit of truth to tell the truth and to use our words to love others. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.